Belonging. Perhaps it's no coincidence that the stories I write, and therefore the young readers I meet, are of an age where questions about belonging are most keenly felt, or certainly were in me growing up. As I look over the stories I've written, questioning the bonds of belonging to people or places occurs and reoccurs in many different guises. The aspect of belonging that most exercised me as a child, and still does, grew, I think, from being of dual heritage. My father was from Calcutta in India, coming to this country in the late 1950s to be a doctor in the then newly formed National Health Service. He met my mother, a nurse from the Lake District, in Edinburgh. I and three siblings travelled as children, following my parents' work from the Midlands to Hull, back to the Lake District, and finally to Shropshire. Each of these lived landscapes has a strong pull on my imagination, and as children do, I found a way of belonging and making friends in each place, and in each place I was also acutely aware of the duality of my heritage. When one of my aunts from Calcutta visited the barn in which we lived in the Lake District and danced in her beautiful saris, and when we visited India, I was captivated by the convergence of worlds in my family, and therefore in me. As an early teen, I wrote diaries and travel journals and even letters to one of my cousins, wondering what it was like when my mum and dad married from the point of view of my family in India. Looking back on this correspondence, reaching out to cousins across the world, I realised I was asking questions about identity, history, culture, religion and belonging that I've really never stopped asking. Some of my fondest memories of school came from the simple pleasures of making lemon curd or wildflower collecting, and these were activities I felt I belonged. But there was another side, my father's heritage, that I knew was a great source of creativity and richness in me, and that I sensed belonged outside of the experience of school. I didn't understand that listening to my dad's stories or watching my aunt dance in the living room or my travel journals from India would have a value in creative writing in school. Of course, there were few families anything like my own included in stories to be read at school when I was growing up. I think subliminally I understood that storytellers were not people like me, so I kept my writing secret. But I wrote all the time, little snippets like memories of sitting by a beck in the Lake District with my dad looking at a kingfisher landing on a piece of driftwood, and my dad saying its iridescent brightness reminded him of home, and me wondering because I thought the landscape was home. Realising this place wasn't fully home for my father made me wonder if it could ever be fully home for me. Musings on belonging. Attempting to write into the complexity of landscapes and people and knitting together of the diverse aspects of self is a constant and ever-present thread in the stories I write for young readers today. It feels like an important connection to make in enabling a sense of belonging in a new generation, so that they understand that wide diaspora identities make for enriching stories and enriched landscapes, in which a patchwork sense of home can be discovered, but also sown.